Conference record has joined the conference.
Hi, everyone. This is Heather Van Cura. Thanks for listening to this Adopt a JSR for Java EE online meeting and recording. So today we are meeting with spec lead for JSR 366, the Java Platform Enterprise Edition 8. Specification lead, Linda DeMichel. Just to set the context a little bit, we've started Adopt a JSR to get community input into all of the JCP JSRs that are developed through the process. And Adopt a JSR was started a few years ago when the Java EE 7 JSRs were already in progress, and we had many Java user groups around the world participate in those JSRs and get involved, give their community feedback, and get real-world developer input into the platform before it was released to the community last year. And now we have started the process of filing and submitting and working on the Java EE 8 JSRs, and we'd like to make this the most community involved and participatory platform release to date, and part of that is getting all of you to get involved early in the process. And we're meeting with several of the Java EE spec leads and hearing directly from them what their plans are for the JSR and how you can best get involved and help them, because it really is a two-way street with the spec leads working together with you, the Java user group leaders, to pull in your participation and your contributions. So what we'd like to do is have this kind of ongoing dialogue as we go through the process of, you know, JSR submission all the way to final release. Lots of time and opportunities to get involved along the way, but these JSRs were recently submitted in September, just a couple months ago. And so this is kind of the first part of that process. And today I have Linda with us, and we had another call in October with four of the other spec leads that you can listen to online. I have pointers that I'll send to you on the Adopt a JSR mailing list. You can listen to those, and then we'll have another meeting in 2 weeks with Ed Burns and Manfred Rehm on MVC, JSF, and the servlet spec. So you can look forward to those coming up in the future. So I'd like to, at this point, kind of introduce Linda and have her say hi, and then we'll, you know, ask her a few questions to share with you. So thanks, Linda, for joining us. Hi.
Hi, Heather. Hi, everybody.
So you are the spec lead for JSR 366, the Java Platform Enterprise Edition 8 Platform JSR. And I was hoping maybe you could just give us a kind of high-level description of, you know, what the plans and priorities are for the JSR, and then we'll kind of get into where you are in the process and maybe how Adopt a JSR leaders can get involved at this point.
Great. Thanks, Heather. Yeah, I want to echo what you said about first the previous Adopt a JSR meetings that you hosted. I thought those were great and very helpful. The recordings for those are available on the GCP site. Hopefully some of you have already listened to them. If not, I strongly encourage you to do so. If you have, then I need to mention that the role of the platform JSR is somewhat different from those other JSRs. In particular, the Java EE platform JSR, unlike our component JSRs, doesn't itself define any APIs. Instead, it's focused on integration issues and cross-technology issues. It defines how our other JSRs integrate with each other and within the platform. And it also defines requirements that are common across the platform. In addition, it defines technologies that are required to be included in any implementation of the platform, and it defines which technologies are pruned from the platform, that is, have become optional for a Java EE vendor to implement. So as we go forward with Java EE 8, we'll be discussing how some of the new JSRs that have been recently introduced, JSON binding that you heard about last time, or MVC, which will be one of the topics in our next meeting, whether those technologies should be required to be included in Java EE 8. We think so, but we want feedback as to whether you all agree. And the technologies that are made optional for vendors to implement. In previous releases, JAX RPC, which was superseded by JAX WS, the old style EJB entity beans, which was superseded by JPA, to give you a couple examples, were pruned from the platform. We'll be having a discussion in the expert group as to whether we should do any other pruning from the platform. Pruning in this release would be designating something as proposed optional, whereas it might become optional in some subsequent release of the platform. So hopefully some of you have already participated in some of the earlier adopted JSR sessions or work that Heather has hosted, so you have some idea already what we're looking for. In an earlier slide deck, I saw Heather's, she had a great list of ideas for how one could contribute. Within the platform JSR, the task is a little bit more challenging. Insofar as I think the best way you can help us is to be familiar with multiple component JSRs and help us to ensure that these technologies are well aligned with each other and well aligned within the platform. Now, alignment across the platform technologies has been a theme for us in the past. For example, in Java EE 7, with our agenda for managed bean and CDI alignment, where we generalize the applicability of interceptors, particularly CDI interceptors, injection, we introduced new scopes, we added transactional interceptors. There's still a lot of work to be done, and this will certainly continue in Java EE 8. This will be, again, one of our themes in Java EE 8. We'll be looking at the platform level, how we can continue, for example, to leverage the CDI interceptor mechanisms to provide security interceptors, and these would be usable by multiple Java EE component types as well as CDI managed beans. We've just submitted a security API JSR, which will be on the JCP ballot starting next week. That will be driving this work, but that is, again, a technology that applies to multiple component JSRs across the platform. So we want to be sure that we get feedback across the space to make sure that it fits well with all of our technologies. Another topic in this cross-platform work is how we can, and this is being driven within the JMS expert group, but impacts others, how we can extend the notion of async JMS message delivery, which we have now, but only in EJB MDBs as a component delivery mechanism, how we can extend that to other managed bean types, particularly with integration with CDI. So this is another topic that needs cross-platform work, better aligning our async capabilities in general and then JMS in particular. I mentioned security earlier. Security was one of those areas that we got a lot of feedback on when we did our community survey. We want to make sure that security becomes more developer-friendly, usable, and then better integrated in terms of ease of development across the platform. So if you're interested in any or all of these areas, in addition to adopt a JSR work for Java EE 8 JSR, I would strongly urge you to carefully track these other JSRs.
Okay, so these are here. I have them on the screen, and if you're listening to the recording, the JSR list I have is on slide number 7, which kind of gives you a list, a comprehensive list. So there's the 8 JSRs that were already submitted and approved, and then kind of forthcoming, the 3 new JSRs that were just submitted that Linda talked about. So you can look in your expert group and discuss, you know, what are some of the areas that you're interested in. Right, Linda? That's, I think, what you're saying.
Yeah, thanks. That's helpful. So to be more specific about how you can engage, I think the deck that the slide deck that I mentioned earlier, again, it's on the JCP site, which was where I found it. These are all great suggestions. My recommendation would be to do this a bit more broadly. That is, not just track and be engaged with the platform JSR, but be engaged with other JSRs as well. And one of the ways to, you know, contribute to the users list. We look at the users list for discussion. I encourage all the spec leads to participate in the users list. Sometimes I need to nag a few of them to join the users list because you get duplicate messages if you're a spec lead. But contribute to the users list. Use it for discussion. Enter your suggestions there if you want to discuss them with other members of the project, and I would strongly encourage that you do so. You could also enter your suggestions as JIRA issues. I think it's more helpful to us if what you enter as a JIRA issue is more cooked, if it's concrete. The more concrete, the better. It helps to cook your suggestions by discussion in the users list. Some people start out on the JIRA and then a thread gets going there, but I think that there are fewer participants in the discussion that way, so that's why I encourage the users list. As things evolve, as we progress with these JSRs, by all means, write sample applications. We had some great sample applications for Java EE 7. That was very helpful. Write blogs, post on Twitter, follow the development of the RI, contribute to the RI if you like, and identify bugs. There are always bugs. There are bugs in specs. There are bugs in the RI. There are inconsistencies between specifications. If you find any of these, it's helpful to know that as well. So I would suggest all of those things, and now I'm actually looking at Heather's desktop to see if I forgot anything else.
Okay, yeah, so I have a few things worth considering for the JIRA. So, you know, adding use cases in some of the component JSRs. And then on slide 8, like you said, you had liked, you know, some of these suggestions that kind of cover the whole life cycle of the JSR on, you know, ideas and feedback, chiming in the discussions and the public issue tracker, reading early versions of the specifications, you know, later on in the later stages, you know, writing those sample applications, evangelizing and speaking about the technology on Twitter or blogs at other events, and then, of course, you know, signing up for the Adopt a JSR, joining that project on java.net, which, if you haven't already done that, I would encourage you to do that. That's a project on java.net. There's the Wiki Home, which I'm showing on WebEx, which is also adoptajsr.org. It'll direct you here to the main project. Join this project and also join the mailing list. That's where I send out updates when we have new materials. And then, as Linda said, you know, each JSR, if you look at the jcp.org page, each JSR has a link up at the top where you can go to the public project page. And those, for most of the Java EE8 JSRs, are on java.net. So there's an actual java.net project here, and this is where you would join the project. And then there's, you can join the mailing list here. So that's where you would chime in on the expert group discussions. And then there's the JIRA instance for the platform spec, as well as for each individual component JSR. And so that's where, I think, Linda, you were saying, you know, chime in here with the issues. I encourage people also, if you're doing this through Adopt a JSR, to add the tag, hashtag Adopt a JSR, because that makes it a little bit easier for us to track it as we give, you know, credit to the Java user groups in the, as we go through the process, as well as at the launch and final release. It's nice to be able to highlight certain things that Java user groups contributed, and that makes it easier to go back and find those things if you use the Adopt a JSR hashtag.
I would certainly echo that. I think that's great. If you go back to the previous previous page there, back to the platform page, Java eSpec. Yeah. So if you drill down, we'll be updating this, but if you drill down, there's the other Java EE specifications page. That has a table of the various technologies with where the pieces are, where the bugs go, where the reference implementation is, where RI bugs go. We'll be augmenting this table to update for the new JSRs as they come in. So this is a handy centralized link for you. I want to come back to one thing you mentioned earlier that I didn't drill down enough on, which was about reading early versions of specifications. You know, in the early phases, people tend to think that things are tentative and they don't read early versions of specifications as much as the later versions. And this was something that bit us a bit in the last release because our schedule was a bit too compressed at the end, I think, and we're going to try to address that with a more spread out schedule this time. But yes, read the specifications and give us feedback early. It helps to get lots of rounds of feedback so that our spec leads can make adjustments so that we have plenty of time to catch things. And in particular for the platform specification, which tends to get updated later rather than earlier because, again, it's doing a lot of integration, I think my sense is that that's perhaps the least read of our specifications because it doesn't introduce APIs per se. But certainly I think it would be beneficial to read the platform specification carefully. Bill and I will be doing an errata MR in the near term where we caught a couple of inconsistencies or some typo kind of bugs where the APIs for JMS are not listed correctly, and we're adding some clarifications that are under discussion right now in the platform expert group. But it helps to catch these things early. So please do that.
Okay, that's good. So that kind of leads to maybe, you know, if you could describe where you are in the process and when you expect to have maybe the first drafts, the candidate early draft review, kind of approximate timetable, not exact dates, but just to give people an idea of the time frames.
Yes, so if you can scroll down on the page that's currently on your desktop, we had announced our desired schedule. It's taken us a bit longer than I would have liked to get some of our JSRs off the ground. I guess another point that I would make is if you're interested in applying to be a member of an expert group, it helps to do that early. You know, sometimes our spec leads are holding back because they don't feel that they have critical mass early on in an expert group to launch that expert group. So it helps us keep things more timely if people are encouraged to join up early.
Okay, so you can add to the expert group. So are the expert groups all formed for the JSRs? Are they still open? Obviously, we have three that just got submitted, the three new ones. Those are obviously open for expert group nominations. Kind of the other ones, those are still open for nominations, or expert groups are still forming, or where is that?
Well, to the best of my knowledge, everybody is still open for nominations, including the platform expert group. And I track most of the discussions. I don't track all of the discussions as well as I could because I get inundated by email. But as far as I know, there may be one or two that are not yet really fully off the ground yet, but most of them are off the ground with some very good discussions. But I don't think it's too late to chime in. All of the expert group emails are archived on the java.net site, so you can browse what's been said across the experts as well as on the users list. So it's certainly not too late to join an expert group if you're interested in signing up.
Okay, great. Yeah, I see this is your expert group here. You can see this on all the JSR detail pages. This is the page I'm displaying, jcp.org for JSR 366, and you can see who's on the expert group. Obviously, you have quite a few folks already here, good representation. And then there's a link right underneath if you want to join the expert group for the expert groups that are still open.
Yeah, so you talked a bit for schedule. I think we're still on track for the schedule that we announced. As I said, I think we'll be doing an errata. That's kind of minor. But yeah, we'd like to get an early draft out by the end of Q1 would be our target for that.
Okay, so that's, yeah, Q1 2015 targeted to have the first draft. So just to give people an idea of the timing, that would be, I guess, March, you know, as a rough estimate. So, yeah, but follow the discussions, as Linda mentioned. Let's see. Anything else that you'd like to add, Linda? I know you're eager to get the feedback in. I think it's helpful to just encourage adopt the JSR leaders to know that, you know, the spec leads are eager to have their feedback and support.
Yeah, we're always really grateful for feedback. If the feedback is coordinated in a jug, for example, I know a number of you represent jugs, that's very helpful, and it carries a lot of weight because we understand that it's been pre-discussed in advance. So that's very helpful. If you're not coordinating feedback, if you're posting as an individual, still don't hesitate. Please just chime in.
Okay. Great. Well, maybe we have just a few minutes. We can take some questions while I still have the recording on, and then I'll leave the line open too after I turn off the recording. But the recording's still on. Does anybody have anything to add or questions for Linda before we move on? I also have the chat open if you want to put your question in the WebEx chat window.
Sure. This is Bob Palm from Chicago, and your last comment was a good segue to my question about coordinating feedback from the jugs. Is there anyone that has any experience coordinating that feedback? I mean, we have a fairly large jug here in Chicago, and with that size community, we have a lot of differing opinions on the technologies and directions for those technologies. Is there any suggestions on coordinating feedback or having people just post as individuals after a session? Or
that if you have conflicting feedback, if you could summarize that and actually provide it to us, I would think that would be very helpful. You know, the pros and cons that you identify, I think that would be very helpful, and I could easily see that being fed into an expert group discussion as well.
Okay.
Yes, I think Bruno with SoJava and Martin with the London Java community, they've done a really good job of kind of setting, you know, an example of how that's done in terms of organizing the feedback within their user group. And I am planning to have a meeting where they can participate. Unfortunately, they couldn't make it today. Martin was on a flight. But he was planning to join. But that is a topic for a future call, would be how to coordinate that. But I think some of the tips that they shared with me is if you have a really large user group, kind of having a subcommittee within your user group to collect that feedback and then just bringing it up every meeting as well. So every time you have a Java user group meeting, kind of having that as a standing agenda item, JCP and adopt the JSR, and then bringing it up, whatever JSRs that you've decided on. So maybe that's how you start this subgroup, is discuss which JSRs you would like to, you know, quote unquote adopt, and then, you know, have that as a standing component of your meetings, and you would discuss it there, as well as, you know, through electronic means when you're not meeting, but it's good to have it as kind of that standing agenda item of discussion in your meetings. But thanks for bringing that up, because I think I would like to have a future call for the leaders to kind of discuss that point of how to coordinate your feedback, because I think what is really useful and helpful about the Adopt a JSR program is it does pull in so many developers, and it makes it easier for the spec leads to consume that feedback by having that, you know, centralized point of contact with, yet, you know, the feedback of many developers.
Thank you.
Any other questions? I will say, you know, while you're thinking of your question, again, you know, we have our next meeting in 2 weeks, which will be Friday, December the 19th, and we'll have it at the same time, 10 a.m. Pacific, and we'll record that one as well. But we'll have a discussion about the JSF spec, the MVC spec, and the servlet spec. So any other comments or questions? Well, thanks so much for participating. I'm going to go ahead and turn off the conference record, and then I'll leave the line open if we want to have any last minute suggestions or comments. So be right back.